This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Clickbait. We're going to talk about some of the biggest moments in Bachelor this year, what stood out to us on Clickbait, because guess what? It's New Year's Eve. It's the New Year's episode. We're so excited, so let's just get right into it. We got the hottest Bachelor Nation headlines of the year. Woo-hoo. You guys ready? How's everyone doing?
Amazing. Good. Great. Good.
Was that high energy?
Yeah, it's the new year. I'm so excited for new beginnings. I'm so excited for you guys to have a better year than last year.
That's always the goal every year. Yeah, I was going to say, I had a pretty good year, but it's always a goal.
But next year's going to be better. Don't you believe that?
If you had the rate last year, how is it for you?
That shit was a 10 out of 10. No.
Was your last year a 10 out of 10?
I mean, absolutely not. Come on. Who are we fucking kidding here? You guys saw a whole month of my life on TV. That was awful. It was awful.
Well, yeah, give me a number because you want, you know, our goal is to make our year better.
I will say, as far as growth, every year it does not surprise me. God be like, look, girl, you need to learn some stuff, and I'm gonna teach you. I'm gonna show you some way, somehow. So, on the level of growth, 10 out of 10 for sure. I probably cried more last year than I have cried in the last maybe 5 years. So,
preach. Same.
I won't say that. On the level of tears, that was also a 10. But as far as like family, friends, and things like that, that's also, you know, I'm so grateful and happy for all the people in my life, you know. So that was definitely great. But I could, you know, it was kind of like a pendulum. It was like, oh yeah, we doing real great over here, but then it's like, girl, what over here? So yeah. I would definitely say maybe a 5, like right in the middle. Okay, does that make sense?
Right. So you were a 5. Yeah,
that's about
that
a 5.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Because okay, things, you know, canceled each other out.
Tia,
I'd say probably a 7. Like on a personal level, just with myself, it was better than a 7. But with family stuff and my dad, and that kind of took a toll. And there's a lot of like grief and mourning and all that kind of stuff in 2021. But other than that, it was good. So we're hoping that things improve next year. That's kind of out of my control, but
I had a really
Jesus
good
take
year,
the wheel.
I would say. Yeah, I would say my year, I want to give it a 10, but if I give it a 10, then I can't go up this year. So you can keep it at a 10.
Yeah, you could keep it.
Sure, but I'm going to go 9.5.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, nice.
Leaving room for some growth. There we go.
Okay, enough of this. All right, so here we go. The first headline, Matt James' historic season of The Bachelor premiered on January 4th.
That feels like 5 years ago.
It does. I can't even believe it was this past year.
Mm-hmm. And wild. I will say that I was in Art Basel. I saw Rachel and Matt. They were thriving together. They look so much like they're just in their mode. They're just in their mesh. I think they were celebrating his birthday. It was Art Basel. They look really happy. And I mean, hey, that's all we can ask for, right?
Yep.
Yeah, let's actually talk. Yeah, I don't want to be, we have a lot of headlines to talk about, so I don't want to be stuck on one thing, but I feel like Matt got criticized a little bit after a season for just not really taking it serious, and I mean, him and Rachel seem to be one of the strongest couples out of Bachelor, so good for them.
Wait, not taking it serious, how? Like during filming?
I felt like there was a lot of people that were saying like he, you know, he wasn't serious about an engagement at the end, and like he was hanging out with TikTokers and he wasn't taking it serious. Right. Yeah. There definitely was that.
Yeah, that sounds familiar now.
He was just kind of like about the life and really didn't care about the thing. Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, being a New Yorker and he had moved to New York a lot of people don't see this magnifying glass on your life, right? So like even me, I'll meet people and they're like, I'm sure your life has changed so much. And I'm like, I've always lived in New York, you know? So I feel like people just had that that magnifying glass on him, and where they didn't before, the magnifying glass was on his bestie, Tyler, right? But I kind of feel like they were always kind of in the mix and like doing things even beforehand, right?
That's true.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's what at least that was my sentiment. But also, again, I live in New York. So I kind of see the things
status
that people talk about.
Status is different there. Like, high status here is, like, way higher in New York.
Well, I mean,
like,
I just think...
compared to the South.
I guess. I mean, I don't think that's... I think it's just people see more because it's a big city. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
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 All right,
But happy for them. Happy for them. Go, Matt.
I'm very happy for them. And they both look really happy. Okay.
He found love.
Number two, Chris Harrison steps aside from the franchise.
He's
been there from the start.
That happened early this year?
That was early this year, right?
After Matt's season.
Would you guys say that was like the biggest thing that impacted Bachelor Nation this year?
I mean, it's got to be the biggest change. He's been the host since it started. So, I would probably put him as the face of the franchise. So when you remove that person, that's definitely the biggest impact.
I would agree.
I think I wish him nothing but the best. I think it was time. Now we have Jesse Palmer coming up. So we'll see how he does. He was the Bachelor. He was the first Canadian Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a new start. And we'll see. We'll see how this... I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Clayton's season.
Me too.
Yeah, Jesse Palmer. That's going to be very, very, very...
When was he the Bachelor? A long time ago.
But he's a seasoned host. I mean,
he's all over the place. He was on ESPN the other day.
He's on ESPN. He's on Food Network. He's hosted multiple shows on ABC. So, like, I know a lot of people are like, well, why didn't you get this person or that person? I think they really want it, someone who's a professional. So
yeah, right. No shade to Jesse. I am excited to see how he does, but I was rooting for my boy Wells.
We're always rooting for Wells, but I still think Wells is going to be the host of... I think Wells should be the host of Paradise.
Yeah,
I
don't
think
the host has to...
Yeah, I think Wells should be the host of Paradise for sure.
Mm-hmm. Everything that he did is all that Chris did there anyway. So
yeah, and I think Wells is also a seasoned professional. Like, Wells has been hosting for a while now. Wells was a radio host before he went on the show.
Yeah, he was in Nashville as a radio host.
Mm-hmm. All right. Two bachelorettes are announced after the final rose, hosted by Emmanuel Ancho. So, there's been a lot going on.
I read that and was like, are they talking about Claire and Tayshia?
That's what I thought too, but no, we're talking about Michelle and Katie.
Mm-hmm. I didn't remember that they announced them both at the same time.
Yeah, I remember that, and they both looked great. I remember those dresses. That's what I remember.
Yeah, that was...
dang, so Michelle had to wait a long time.
Yeah.
That was interesting to me, because I was a little thrown off by that one, why they were going back to back. But hey, it gave us something to talk about. Katie seems to be happy now. She's not with the guy that she had initially chosen, but she seems to be with another person from her season. So
I wonder if they're going to keep doing that back to back, like
I don't think so.
I don't.
But you never know.
What do you guys think about that? Like, do you think that's something that they should continue to do? Or, I mean, I
feel like as viewers, people get kind of like burnout a little bit.
People have talked about the Bachelor burnout and, you know, where their seasons. I think that there's such a beautiful contrast between, you know, seeing a guy fall in love with all the women and then the women fall in love with all the guys. And, you know, and then you get Paradise. Like, that's just like boom, boom, boom. You know, but to even Paradise, having the two different or the four seasons and then having alum, it was a lot to navigate through, I think, being there, but even maybe for the viewers as well, like people being like, wait, who is that again? Oh, that was you know,
it's a lot to keep up
with. I've realized that there's so many new viewers. You know, there are people who come up to me all the time. It's like, I never watched Bachelor ever, but I watched Paradise. So they don't even know the backstory of what happened on all these other seasons or who these other people are. They just know from right then. So I think having that contrast of, you know, one paradise, I think it worked in the past for a reason, and maybe they'll go back to that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And if they were going to do an extra season, maybe like spice it up a little bit and do two leads
and see where that goes. At the same time? Yeah, we getting real Fuckboy Island over here, honey. Have you guys watched that show? It's three women going after the same guys, right?
There's another one coming out with that millionaire show. Like, one guy's actually a millionaire and one's not. And all these women are there to date both of them, and they don't know, like, which one is the millionaire. So you have to figure out if you're actually into the person or just want the one with the money.
Do you think you could tell, Tia?
I don't know.
I feel like I could too. I'm not going to lie.
Well, like, with their, I'm like, maybe their accessories the things that they would talk be about. Nice.
Well, you know, honestly, pretty sure we shouldn't be promoting other dating shows.
We're not promoting.
Let's keep going here. Okay, so
we're still number
one. We have Tayshia and Caitlin join as mentors and co-hosts on The Bachelorette. So
that was big.
I liked that.
I feel like they
at least had experience as being leads on the show, but.
I thought they were both good. I personally like one host. What are you cracking up about?
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm laughing at you. I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I thought Tayshia and Caitlin both did a great job.
Yes.
I just think just watching, I think that role only calls for one person.
Yeah.
I don't think it calls for two people.
It was better when they were split up, like doing one-on-one conversations. Yeah. Like, one person can handle Michelle, the other person can handle the guys or whatever.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we saw that with the fantasy suites where it was like Tayshia would talk to the guys and address the guys, and then Caitlin was with so when they do that, I'm here for that. But it's still not like, you know, one of them is the confidant of the guys. And I feel like if there were two hosts, having like a male host and a female host who can kind of do that swap, right? And really see, like, hey, like, this guy's here for us. You know, like, I remember when I was on The Bachelor, maybe you guys feel the same way. You know, Kirst Harrison was very much for The Bachelor, which I felt that, I saw that, and, you know, he was great to us, but it was like, this is his person, you know, and even Peter would be like, well, I was talking to Chris, and you know what I mean? Like, there was like, very much for him, and I feel like in this situation, the, you know, Tayshia and Caitlin are very much for Michelle, but it would be really cool to see one of the former leads or whoever they're going to have as the host, if it's going to be two people, be there for the guys or be there for the girl. I think that would be like where they can go to them and be like, you know, I'm having some problems here.
Right. Like, I wonder what Jesse's role will be, if he'll go and like talk to the lead or talk to people as much.
I think he'll be really close
with Clayton.
I think I think he's going to be close with Clayton. Yeah.
I think so too.
And then the other thing with two people, it's like, let's just use Michelle as an example. And let's say, you know, Michelle feels one way, Tayshia feels one way, and then Caitlin feels another way. And then it's just more confusing. you know?
Yeah. Well, we saw
so
that.
I don't know.
We saw that on our, when Caitlin came on to the podcast for Katie season, and it was like somebody was team this, somebody was team that. And it was like, I'm sure, you know, maybe Katie felt that too, because you have that one opinion versus two opinions. So yeah, I feel that, Joe. On to the next. What's the next one? What else we got this year?
Yeehaw.
Bachelor in Paradise returns after its 2-year hiatus. Okay, all three of us were on it. I do have to say, not just because we were on it. It was for sure the best season. I think it was.
It was pretty good. Not being there, but watching back, it was pretty good.
No, I think it was the best season. I think it's
was it the best
been
season?
The best show.
Was it?
I think it's been the best show that Bachelor's ever put out.
Oh, God.
I think.
You think from a viewer's standpoint?
Why do you think that, Joe? Why do you think that? No, truly, why do you think that? Because of the drama? Because of the relationships that came out of it? Like, why?
Truly?
Yeah.
Truly? Am I honest? My honest answer?
Honest answer. Because you were on it. Because don't say that.
Because I was on it. Yeah.
No.
Because
I was on it. I mean, I knew it.
No. I think Paradise is such a, like, just a great break between the two main shows. And I think people love, like, as a viewer, like, I love to see, like, recurring people come back and see if they can fall in love. And there's just so many more options out there. Mm-hmm. And there's more drama. And
it's very entertaining.
And it's funny. It's entertaining. And I thought it was a great season. Regardless, if I was on it or not, I think it would have been great.
I think that I think the fact that it was not on for so long is one of the reasons why a lot of people really tuned in.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but that's all I'm going to say.
And I'm also, like, I'm excited to watch Paradise, like, next year.
Because, it's my favorite to watch.
Yeah. Because we watch both the regular seasons and we talk about these people, and then, you know, only one of them are going to make it to the end. So you're like, well, what's going to happen with Rodney and Joe and you have Andrew from last season, and you have Greg from last season, and then you have I guess the women are only from Matt James's season.
Well, but won't they be from Colton's season? I'm sorry, Clayton's.
Well, Clayton's, but I'm just saying I don't know any of them yet, so that's why I didn't name them.
Oh, right. Yeah. Interesting.
So, yeah. Maybe, who knows? Natasha might. I know she keeps saying she's not going to go back, but you never know. Okay.
You never know. Never say never.
You know what? I'm done. Listen, listen. Next year, y'all are not going to make me your damn charity case. Okay.
If I had the bet, you're probably. I don't think you're going to be single by then, but that's just my bet. But you
truly,
never know.
I will tell you guys, I do not trust men right now. I do not want to date anyone. Seriously, that's where I am. I'm saying it on the podcast. That's where I am right now. And I'm good.
He's going to come find you now. When you're not looking.
Scared. He's going to come find you.
That was Tia's last words before she got in a relationship.
I know. I said I'd never do Paradise again, and I was giving up on men altogether. So.
Speaking of Tia, Colton Underwood comes out as a gay man. So that was...
Speak your truth, man.
Yeah, listen, you know, it was something that needed to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, if you know, I would hate to be someone that, you know, buried that secret for so long. It would be hard to, you know, just be happy. So,
especially after being the lead of a show where you're dating women. I know that's gotta be
have you guys admit to yourself. Have you guys watched the Netflix thing?
No, I've heard it's
good. I have not, but...
Tia, will you watch it?
I don't know. Maybe. I just haven't.
Mm-hmm. I just have, like, you know, I don't watch that much TV, and, you know, I watch, like, you know, Curb and Succession, and I just don't... I can't fit another show into my
I tried
schedule,
to start
so.
Succession, speaking of, and the first episode was so bizarre.
Okay. That's how you should feel.
Yes.
Okay.
Once you break like episode 4 of the first season, it's really great.
Okay. The younger brother was freaking me out.
Yeah, he crazy.
Yeah, he's supposed to.
Okay.
Anyway. So I will say that, yeah, Colton coming out, that whole thing, it was, I don't know, I think more shocking because, like you said, Joe, it for so long, he kept it in. I also have not watched the Netflix yet, documentary yet, but I have heard mixed reviews. That's what I'll say.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't watched it. Okay, great. Paradise Engagement Bonanza.
Bonanza.
Bonanza. Oh, that's actually funny. Okay, we have...
That's got to be the most engagements, right? The most couples?
Three engagements?
No.
But
no,
I feel like I think it's the most relationships out of Paradise, because technically five relationships came out of Paradise, right?
Yeah. Okay, so let's do that. So we have a shout out to Becca and Thomas,
Which, who got back together.
Yeah, and very happy for them. We have Abigail and Noah, really happy for them. And both when they both broke up in Paradise, you saw like they weren't happy. Like everybody was crying. The people that broke up were crying. It was like, okay, well, maybe you guys should have just not have broken up. But
yeah,
it all worked.
They are now together and they're all happy. And we love them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Kenny and Mari, which, yeah, that one wasn't a shocker to me.
What wasn't a shocker?
Kenny and Mari.
Getting engaged.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Even while we were there, like, yeah.
Well, I definitely heard more of Kenny's side than Mari's side, you know, like while we were on the beach. I am so happy that, you know, like a few, like even you and Serena, it's like you guys had to like get through, you know, your ex situation in order to kind of fly high and still get and get engaged. And this is the same thing with Kenny and Mari. It's like they really had to get through, you know, breaking up essentially on the beach and then getting, you know, they had to get through Tia.
Yeah.
Tia taking Kenny on a date. Tia.
I didn't know. Girl, I didn't know.
But.
Bring on Tia. Bring it on. But, no, you have to, but that's even like real life. That's what makes the show.
Great.
You have to get through.
When they got through that, because before that, I said, oh no, it's not going in well. But when they got through that and they got back together and everything was great, I feel like that just shows so much of, like you said, real life. That is real life. Getting through shit together, you know? So I'm so happy for them. I really am.
And then we have Riley and Marissa make history, which, so they are the first black couple to come off the franchise, right? Or just off of Paradise?
Paradise. I don't
know. No, I think the franchise.
Ever?
Oh, the franchise.
Yeah, the franchise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Angels.
Which is pretty insane, but
right.
Yeah. They love are them. Yeah. They're great. I think they were
They were locked in from day one.
But they were locked in. Like, as soon as Riley, because Riley came, like, a few days later than everyone.
Wait, didn't she go out with someone first?
Yeah,
she was with Connor first.
Oh, Connor, yeah. But as soon as Riley came in, it was over.
Yeah.
Just to steal your girl. Never,
you could just tell.
And they never strayed. They were just really, like, I don't know. They were just always together, and you kind of knew that was going to happen.
They had a really weird first date, and like I think that just grew them even closer, like eating weird stuff, and they both were like, okay, let's eat these cow tongues.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's weird. And then, but it was great.
Last but not least, Joe and Serena, and that was, I mean, the engagement itself was just, I watch it back every day. No.
My gosh.
No, but I could speak on it personally. I went back on the show not really thinking that was ever going to happen. And I'm really happy it did. And I met somebody who I love very much, and it just works. So, very lucky. Great.
That's why we believe in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say that you two there were so many moments on that beach that I would like have like snippets of things that, you know, because Serena had her really close girlfriends there. So I only got to hear snippets of things that was going on, you know, but I remember vividly. I don't know why I always remember the sad shit, but I remember vividly one moment when Serena was crying and it was like, it wasn't even a like a boo-hoo me. It was just like, I'm so fucking hurt right now, you know, and I felt it. I felt it so deep. And then there was a moment, Joe, when you weren't crying, but like you kind of just gave me this look of like, I'm about to go the fuck off. but you didn't. You totally kept your cool. And it was like, it's just these intense feelings that I felt that you both had for each other. Like, in all this chaos was happening in the midst of everything. And it was just like, this is heavy. Yeah. So heavy. So I'm so glad that, saying all that to say, I'm so glad that, from the beginning, it was just very deep between you two. And I think that the realization, like, she didn't want to face it and you didn't want to face it. And then you both kind of had that like realization moment, like, oh shit, we in it. We deep in it now.
So. And it worked out. So.
Yes, it did.
Great.
Yes.
All right. All right. So now we got Paradise Baby Boom. So we have a bunch of couples from Paradise all having kids this year. We have Jared and Ashley, which they're still pregnant, right? Mm-hmm. Their kid is not out yet.
Is she pretty close?
Yeah, I think she's got to be pretty close, but you know, they got a restaurant as well, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember Jared being on the podcast saying, we're trying, and then whoop-dee-doo.
She was ill, too, for a long time. God love her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have Tia's friend the Raven, which I would, you know, she's all of our friend, but she's really Tia's friend. She's like our bachelor friend.
They're about to have this baby.
I will say that Raven and Adam, they were two of my favorite guests. Putting it out there.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, just two of great, your favorite guests to have on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
Really, very really personable. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Really great.
They're so good together, too. Mm-hmm.
And then we have Astrid and Kevin. Their baby's very, very cute.
He's so cute.
All over Instagram. Tia, we were on their season. And they were another couple. When they were there, I'm sure you remember, it was like they were locked in from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And we like never even saw them.
Like Marissa and Riley, like locked in from the beginning.
And they were
I would say even more.
But I feel like it showed Riley and Marissa a lot too. Kevin and Asher were one of the couples that were like super happy and knew they were happy together. And I feel like they weren't involved in drama. So they literally felt like they were furniture. They were like, I guess we'll be the furniture on the set over here because we're like happy and cool and don't want anybody to mess up our relationship.
Yeah.
But it worked.
100%.
Good.
Okay. And then we get Michelle gets engaged. So happy for her. They look so good together. She gets engaged to Nate, who we had on the podcast. We love Nate. We love them together. I've been saying it from the beginning. Not that I knew, but I've been saying it from the beginning that I think she was into Nate the most out of all the guys.
You can just tell.
Joe, spill the tea. You are engaged to one of her besties. You knew.
Yeah. How long have you known?
I don't drink tea, baby. Just coffee. All right. And then we have up and coming. We have Clayton is the bachelor, and he is joined by Jesse Palmer as the co-host. The season looks like it's going to be very entertaining. We've seen some spoilers. I know people are not spoilers, but like the teaser, and people are like, oh my God, they're spoiling the final two, which I don't think the show would even do that. So who knows what's going to happen.
Mm-mm. I wonder how many of the women love Jesse as much as they love Clayton.
Yeah. That's a fine little hair, Jesse, if this don't work out.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure Jesse's, I'm pretty sure he's married or engaged or one of them.
Fine.
Okay. So yeah, so that's kind of wraps up like I would say the biggest headlines of Bachelor Nation this year. I would say, you know, obviously the biggest was my engagement, but all of them were pretty dumb. But this was honestly, this was a great year for.
I know it just happened, and I know we didn't talk about it, but I will say, Katie Switcheroo, that was pretty big. That was pretty big.
No, I mean the biggest for sure, in my opinion, has to be. I mean, there's a lot, but I mean, got to be Chris Harrison stepping down.
Totally.
It was, the most controversial.
Yeah. And how all that went down. Also, I'm just going to say it because I love her. Shout out to Rachel Lindsay. She's no longer a part of the franchise, but she's thriving. She's happy. Brian just opened up his own practice.
She's doing all the big things.
They're so good.
Yeah. You guys are here every week, which we appreciate and love all of our listeners. We always do the clickbait of the week. We are changing that to New Year's resolutions. Natasha, take us away.
Okay, so the clickbait of the week, and we've been doing these since the beginning, and we are called clickbait. And I just wanted to tell you guys that our clickbait articles, I get so many messages about them. I don't know if you guys do or not, but I do. And people love them. And I think that we are really inspiring people with our clickbait articles to get up, get out, and love on somebody.
I learned more from you than I did from the articles. I love hearing you talk about everything.
Well, boo, I just be interpretating, you know? I be interpretating what I'm reading. So my New Year's resolution this year, I'm going to say it after y'all, but... I'm going to tell you guys last. But what do you guys want to work on? Is it mental? Is it physical? Is it emotional? Is it all of the above? What are we working on this year or this upcoming year?
I'll go first.
Go for it.
I feel like I have the same resolutions every year about being more intentional and being more present and communicating better. And I feel like when I tell myself I'm going to have a resolution, I don't stick to it. So I just kind of stay away from resolutions and just kind of hope one thing sticks at least. I don't know. I tried to make a mood board last year on New Year's Eve and got all the stuff to make a vision board. Tried to make a vision board, got all the stuff for it, never even put anything on it. And then the things I was going to put on it ended up happening anyway, so I'm like, maybe I just manifested that, like manifesting, like on my shirt. I don't know. I'm so weird about resolutions because I put too much pressure on myself, so I don't really have one. But I would like to be more intentional and to respond to texts right away, respond to messages right away. Simple, but something.
So it shouldn't. So I will say this to Tia and our listeners: your resolution shouldn't stress you out.
Right?
Like, because we are all a work in progress, period. We just are. You know, they say if your dreams don't scare you, you need bigger dreams. Now, that's a different feeling than like stressing you out, like, oh my God, I said I was going to do this and I didn't do it.
Right.
You know? So, I do encourage you to actually do the mood board or vision board, whatever you want to call it. I am a big believer of seeing and doing, seeing and doing. Like, I have one, and I do one pretty much every year, and freakishly, it all happens.
Stuff happens. Yeah,
oh my gosh, wild. It's so scary. It's so scary. But I have it right by my bed. I see it every single day when I go to sleep or whatever. And it happens. And sometimes people's vision board is literally two things. I really want these two things to happen. Boom, that's it. And so it like, you have to be as intentional as you want. I've had a vision board where I had like, I normally split mine up in like relationship, family, or like personal, I should say. And then like, you know, success, money.
Business, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how I normally do mine, if our listeners are listening. But 1 year, it was all about the money, honey. I said, I got to figure this thing out.
You had like a goal. Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually the year, that was actually 2019. And honey, what? It all worked out, you know? So yeah. I really think that that's really important. And as far as honing in on like what your, you might just need to just make it more like singular, you know? Yeah, we want to do all these things, sure. But this month I'm gonna work on being intentional with my finances, or this month I'm gonna, you know, until it becomes habit. That's what they say, right? And you can
monthly goals would be good, or like quarterly goals, and then make sure I'm keeping up.
Yes, Tia, I love this for you. Yes. What about you, Joe?
Yeah, I would say I don't really do New Year's resolutions or keep them, but I have to just become more of a conservative spender. You see, I'm in Vegas.
You make some money, honey?
No, but
I'm very sporadic.
I just need to hone back a little bit on my spending. So that's kind of my New Year's resolution. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
So being more intentional about the dollar bills, spending the dollar bills. Yeah.
And that's something you can see, you can visually keep track of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Having a business plan, or, you know, getting with your accountant and being like, okay, dude, you can only spend this much money a month.
Do you have a budget for yourself? Because I sure as hell don't, and don't know how to follow one.
Yeah, I have a budget, and I go over it all the time, every month. So it's great. No, but I would say, that's going to be my New Year's resolution. Everything else I'm pretty, right now, I'm pretty happy with.
And because it's so specific, you will do that. You got this. This year, you got this. You're going to save more money than you ever have this year. I know you will.
We'll see. Tell him.
And for me, I will say that I kind of go all over the place with, like, things. But this year, what I think taught me the most is trusting my instinct more. Because I'm such a, like, I've realized I'm a little too nice. And I'm always like, well, and I'm also very spontaneous. I'll be like, yeah, I'll go there. Yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, you know, and so sometimes my gut will be like, bitch, you know, you shouldn't do that. Go home. Go do, you know, do this or do that, or don't trust this or don't trust that. But then I'm always like, well, and so that's literally me talking to myself.
I almost texted you that the other day.
Wow.
Bitch, you shouldn't have did that.
Yeah, see. Yeah, it's like the one shoulder and the other shoulder. So, just really trusting my first thought. And there's a book called Blink by Malcolm Gladwell, actually, that I read a long time ago that I need to pick up again. And they talk about how your very first thought is the thought. Whatever the first thought is, it's the thought.
I read that book.
Go with it. Feel it. Do it. And, like, because if you think about it, you're 9 times out of 10 going to go back to that original thought.
Yeah, you kind of go back to.
Right. That's good. I'm like, first thing, nope. Yep. Bye. Yes, no, like, I'm trying to be like that more. That is my resolution this year. So I wonder what our listeners' resolutions are. Let us know, DM us, tag us.
Yeah, I like to hear people's.
Tell us.
Give me ideas.
Yeah, tell us what y'all are working on.
It is time for the listeners right now, because we have a fan Q&A.
These are my fave.
And let's go through these. Tia, take it away.
All right, Joe, people want to know, what's the best meal that you've eaten this year?
I would have to say.
Was it the coconut shrimp? Because, honey.
Shit, that looked good.
The coconut shrimp was really, really good. But
oh,
no,
my God.
It's not, but that was actually excellent. My favorite meal this year, though. Damn. I would have to go with this restaurant in Brooklyn called Lilia. You know, it was just, the pasta was incredible. It was Serena and my first, like, meal together in New York. So was kind of like special. The first place we wanted to go.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I mean, the grilled artichoke was like one of the best dishes I ever had. The grilled artichoke there was, I mean, incredible. The bread's made fresh. Like, everything was just, you know, fresh.
I've never been there.
Delicious.
Now I got to go.
Yeah, you have to go. I really suggest that place.
Maybe this man that I've been talking to going to take me there. I don't know.
Okay.
I thought you sworn off men.
Yeah.
No. Like this is my boyfriend, like, pff, bye. No. I can't go on dates.
Yeah, I think you should go on dates.
for sure.
Okay, good.
Get that free dinner. All right, Natasha, what's the best lesson that you've learned this year?
Well, I think it's my New Year's resolution. Really trust your instinct. Really, like, it will not lead you wrong. It is when you are connected to source, when you are connected to the universe, when you are connected to God, there's a reason why you're like, ooh, the stove is hot, I shouldn't touch it. Mm-hmm. And you get these, you know, I get these feelings in my body where I'm like, wait, that's not good, or that is good, you know, when you're like leaning in or leaning out of things. So definitely, ladies, your instinct, trusting your
instinct. Sometimes those red flags are right there and we're like, nope, I refuse to see it.
Wow. That's me all the time. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, but I think that goes with, you know, just being a trusting person and knowing that people deserve sometimes second chances, knowing that people aren't always being, you know, just coming from different walks of life. Like, I try to be such an understanding person of everyone, but I'm like, girl, understand what you need. Hold on. So that's my biggest lesson.
I love it. All right. I guess people want to know, what is my favorite moment from this year? I keep going back to this one, and you said, if you know, if you feel it, just that's the one. I think buying my house was my favorite moment this year.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. It was pretty special.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I cried for like the whole month when I was waiting to find out if I got the house, if everything was approved, if everything went through, and it was a really cool feeling.
Yes,
really cool.
That's awesome.
We love a homeowner.
Yes, ma'am. It's complicated, it's tricky, but it's very rewarding, and that's what everyone said. Okay.
Yes.
What were you guys' favorite parts of 2021?
Sure. My favorite part, you know, has to be my engagement. I was shocked by it. Very surprising, but I couldn't be happier. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My favorite moment, my granddad passed away, and we just kind of, my family, we had like a celebration of life, and like it was like we kind of like threw a party after his funeral. And he's by far the most important person in our like family, like to keep the bond and the mold together, and definitely by far the most important person to my dad. So yeah, that's the first thing that came to mind. That was like probably my favorite moment. Of course it was very sad to see him go, but, he lived a great life, and you know, he was the funniest person, and just celebrating his life. That was the best.
Yeah. He probably would have wanted you to celebrate.
Oh,
have
yeah.
Fun and think about him in he's
like, you know, they'd be like, pour a little liquor out for him. Yeah, we did that. You know, he's like, do that for me. Mm-hmm, yeah.
I love it.
His name is Willie. We called him Dan. He was always just granddaddy to me, but his name is Willie Parker, my dad is after him, named after him. And he was our glue. He was our glue.
Aw.
Yeah.
Love that. What are you looking forward to most in 2022?
There's a lot I'm looking forward to. Just different things with my career and probably moving in together with my fiance.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay, Joe moving in with his fiance. Can't wait. Hope it's New York. Fingers crossed. We about to be out in these streets.
Oh, yeah. Is that the plan? New York?
It's one of them. We have two plans. That seems to be plan A. So we'll see what happens.
I am looking forward to, I don't know, more life. I'm looking forward to, honestly, like, I've never been, like, Joe, you were talking about, like, better with spending and stuff like that. I've never been someone who was like, oh, I'm going to own my own business, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to, like, you know, I'm kind of just like a worker. Like, okay, what can I work on? What can I be doing? I've never thought about ownership. I've never thought about, you know, like, I had to get incorporated this year, like, you know, working for yourself, being an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to honing in on all of those like business aspects. Like, I'm like a creative person. I'm a spiritual person. I'm like a how can I help you person. I've never been like a girl, how you gonna help yourself person. You know, yeah. I've kind of neglected myself and the things like that. And like you said, like looking at your finance, like, you know, I'm like, oh, money just comes. Like it just comes, it goes, you know, whatever. Like I'm like, oh, I actually have to save. I have to do these things. So all those things are, I'm really looking forward to doing that. And just kind of figuring out that like entrepreneurial side of myself this year.
That's I'm kind of on the business. Cool. Business train too for 2022, kind of mm-hmm. focusing on how to have multiple incomes and all these revenue streams and not just social media and trying to get into investing and
oh honey them it's NFTs tricky.
It's tricky. I'm trying to get into like real estate, but it's a complicated mess. Yes. In Nashville, but we'll see.
We're trying to get the crypto business. We're trying to figure it
that's
out
like I, a foreign I, language to me, but you know what, I know.
We got to figure it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to focus on. Mm-hmm. All right. Finding Love on TV. Would you recommend it?
I obviously would, yeah.
Didn't work for me, but it works for others.
Yeah.
So recommend it, yes or no? We'll fire this one away. I say yes.
Yeah, sure.
I say yes, too. I say yes, too. Yeah, even though it didn't work for me, but it works for other people. So it could work for you. So I don't want to, you know, for whoever's listening, I don't want to discourage them to find love on TV because it does work. And we saw it firsthand, Tia, for other people.
Yeah, it was front row seat. It was fantastic to watch other people be so in love. Mm-hmm. All right, this one's hard. Favorite outfit of 2021? One outfit.
That we wore.
I'll go first.
I wear loungewear all the time.
Or should we talk? Oh wait, how about if we do paradise?
I mean, you could just your favorite outfit that you wore.
Joe socks and sandals on a beach.
Oh yeah, favorite outfit that someone else wore. Yes.
No, that was my least favorite ever. Don't ever do that again, Joe. My favorite outfit, okay, so Fashion Week, there was this Rattan Boa dress that I had on. It's on my Instagram. It was real cute. And so that was my favorite dress. It was so flattering. It was so gorgeous. I loved it so much. Even the Bachelor Stan fans, they made a whole, like, Bachelorette banner for me in that dress. I said, oh, this is a winner, isn't it?
I love it.
Yeah, so that's my favorite outfit that I wore, definitely. It was, yeah, I loved it.
I think were my Miami outfits for my 30th. Oh. I wore some fun, cute little dresses, very flamboyant in Miami. Very fun mm-hmm. and short, and titties almost came out, but they didn't.
Nice.
We love it.
That's the best place for them to come out, though.
Oh, yeah. Miami. Nobody would care. Nobody cared.
Mine, I would have to say, you know, I rocked a lot of sharp outfits this year, but I personally like when I just like today, like I, you know, I love this t-shirt, you know, it's black. I like wearing all black.
Me too.
So when I would say anytime I'm in all black, I'm really, I'm happy with that look. My John Elliott green bomber, I love when I wear that. My ABC promo photo with the floral t-shirt that they forced me to wear.
You did that. They forced me to wear.
I actually bought that. My suit at the People's Choice Awards.
Your bombers suit. That you wear. Did you say one of your bombers?
Yeah, your bombers are dope.
I like a guy in a bomber.
Yeah, one of my bombers are great. Yeah, it's funny when I was getting dressed for the photo for the Paradise picture. There was one producer that kept telling me, because I kept putting on clothes that just weren't matching, and then I had like crazy socks on, and it was a mess, but it was actually very, very funny. But yeah, I mean, the photo turned out just wonderful. Okay.
It was great.
What is an experience you had this year that you could have never imagined?
Well, y'all know mine.
What's a good one?
So... I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, I hate to keep, obviously, the biggest thing that happened to me was that I would never imagine was my engagement. So it's got to be that.
Yeah.
I will say I didn't expect to be in a happy, healthy relationship. But the end of the year, beginning of the year, January is like a major breakup time for me. I don't know what it is about January, but I'm excited. to be to going into the new year with a good man. And also something else that I'm just like proud and excited about is, not to like promote myself, but I got to do my own custom brewmate line this year. And that's just so cool to like that people want to buy something with your name on it. Like Joe, I'm sure you know, with your sauce, like people
I was gonna say my sauce too. Sundays with Joe, you know, it's
so cool, you know, that people want that, and it's just really humbling and incredible. So
I find it funny that you both are like, yeah, I didn't expect to have this great relationship. And whereas me, I was the exact opposite. I was like, oh, she gonna get married this year, honey. Ooh. And then the absolute opposite happened. So, yeah, I did not expect to get bamboozled. But, you know, that's life.
I never really expected, I guess. Lots of bamboozled.
Hoodwinked.
But you know what? We have a new year coming up. It's going to be the best one for all of us. I truly believe that. And if it's not, well, then I'm wrong.
No, you know what? If you're not growing, you're dying. So it's all about growth, right?
I like what you said about dreams too. If they don't scare you, they're not.
Yeah, true. So come on, y'all. Let's go for it. Let's, you know, let's live it. Let's do it. So I am so happy for you guys. Also, Tia, I'm so glad that you have joined us.
Thank you. You're such glad to be here.
You're such a great addition.
I haven't been here all year, but it's been a blast.
I know. But I mean, we stay present. You know, you're here now. That's all that matters. Ma'am. This is a present podcast.
All right. Well, thank you so much to all of our listeners for such an incredible year. We are still casting for the upcoming seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Head to bachelornation.com/apply to nominate yourself or someone else.
You guys, and as always, make sure to subscribe and submit all your burning questions. Check us out on social and like, comment, DM us. You know where to find us at ClickbaitBN on Instagram, Batch Nation on Twitter, and Bachelor Nation on Facebook and TikTok. And we are so excited to be ringing in the new year with Bachelor Nation. Serena and I are spending New Year's together. It's our first one. So excited about that. And keep an eye out for us on the float this year at the Rose Bowl Parade. I can't wait to go. I'm going to go to the game. We're going to all be on the parade, on the float together. It's going to be great.
We're excited to see you, Joe. Share your stories with us, guys. We want to know what clickbait you guys are looking at this week. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you guys are listening right now. Happy New Year. And more life, guys. More life.
Yes. Happy New Year.